This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome to a very special pod blast here on the PTBN Pop Feed. That's right, I am your host, Andy Otten, and tonight we're going to talk candy. Who doesn't like candy? Well, Place to Be Nation, we love candy so much that we're doing a tournament to determine what is the greatest candy out there. And we need you guys to vote. But we're going to give you some help. We're going to give you some tips. We're going to break it down and make that informed decision because, you know, this is very, very important. We need to know what the greatest candy is. So tonight, I'm going to be joined by a couple of gentlemen who are going to help me help you. So first off, let's bring him in. He is one of the main guys here at Place to Be Nation. He is the co-host of the Place to Be podcast on the wrestling feed as well as No Holds Barred and the Monday Night Wars. And you can hear him on various podcasts throughout. Mr. Justin Rosero, JT, how are you tonight, man?
What's up, man? I am very excited to do this, but I feel like it's really just going to be one and done. Like, I don't think there's that much drama behind this. I think Knockin' the Boots is easily Candyman's best song. So, I mean, I don't really get why we're even going to be discussing anything here tonight.
Oh, well, I mean, I would go with, you know, The Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr., maybe, or Bow Wow Wow's I Want Candy. I don't know.
There you go. A lot of options.
Yeah, there's lots.
Anyway, no, this will be fun. It's a cool. I love the tournaments at Place Nation. We're mixing it up this time. Like, we'll cover doing it, you know, a little different form, a little different method. But this is a unique one. We've been talking about it for a while. I know you kind of had it on your list of suggestions for a while. And with Easter coming up, what better time than to talk candy?
Yeah, it's always
well,
a good
Halloween
time.
Maybe,
yeah, it's always a good Christmas. It's always a good time to talk candy. But Justin and I are not alone on this. You're going to hear a third voice making his podcast debut proper, being a guest on a show. I guess you might have heard him on some tournaments or contests in the past. Mr. Mike Cook. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you?
Hey, great, thanks. My vote would be Candy Girl, but I'm kind of disappointed, JT, you didn't say that, but heck.
I think you're, Mike, you calling from the inside of a Rolo?
Yeah, I'm eating my way out right now.
All right, very good.
Don't it's like, he, like he's stuck in Willy Wonka's factory. Yeah. He's hiding from Augustus Gloop. So, like, thanks, guys, for coming. Like Justin said, yeah, we like tournaments here at Place to Be Nation, and we like to have fun. And this is like, you know, it's a goofy idea, but, you know, it's something that we can all – everybody loves candy. Candy is something mm-hmm. everybody has in common. And we're changing it up, though. Usually we do it on placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. But we're gonna try a little differently. We create a Facebook page, PTBN's Greatest Candy Tournament, and we're going to do it that way, where mm-hmm. you can set up we can set up polls, and we're going to have four new matchups every day. The polls will be open for 2 days, and then we're also going to put them out on Twitter, and then we'll compile all those votes, and then we'll just move on from 128, 64, 32, you know, just standard tournament until the winner, the champion, is crowned on Easter Sunday. So, Justin, before we get into the matchups, what are some of your favorite candies?
Reese's is my number one. So, like, I try and be real good. Like, candy and sweets are one of my biggest weaknesses. And, like, Halloween time, I'm a monster. Like, I've been known to just, like, get angry and binge eat a bunch of candy. So, like, I try and really be good the rest of the year. But I'd say anything peanut butter based. They ranked high when we were kind of putting the seeds together for me. Butterfinger was kind of, like, one of my first early favorites. Others have surpassed it. But, like, as the Reese's family has grown, those have, like, become my top. Like, Nutrageous. Like, stuff like that. Like, anything peanut butter chocolate pretty much is where it's at for me.
Yeah, that's a great combination. I'm not the biggest Butterfinger fan, but I love Butterfinger Crisp. For some reason, there's just something different about that. And yeah, I usually gravitate towards peanut, Milky Way Dark. I'm a big dark chocolate fan. You know, last night I went to see Captain Marvel with your PIC. I'm sitting there chowing on my goobers. He's got his Raisinets, and all was right with the world.
There you go.
Mike.
Of course you would pick Raisinets. Yeah. Shit candy.
Yeah, well, you know, not
those
I wouldn't.
Shitty takes.
Mike, what about you? What are some of your favorite candies?
I'm going to go along with JT. I mean, big time peanut butter. Mine, however, Reese's Pieces. I love those. But also, you know, outside that, Three Musketeers, but only this mini size, like for Halloween. You know, that's. But Reese's Pieces and peanut butter Twix are my two favorite.
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter Twix used to be a lot more popular years ago, and then it kind of took a dive, and now they're kind of trying to bring that back. For me, like, I also go to the movies a lot with my kids, and I like to go and I get, like, the big things of, like, the mini candy bars. You know, we get a little baggie, you know, sneak them in, a few each, and they give you a little variety. Get a York Peppermint Patty in there, maybe a Kit Kat, Twix, you know, all those classic candies. One candy, though, I wish came in, they don't make mini versions or whatchamacallits. Those are, like, that's, like, one of my favorite candies of all time, and I have some reasons behind that, but, it's just like one of those things, like, you know, you have to eat a whole thing. It's a chore, but, you know, somebody's got to do it. So let's get into it, shall we? So we're going to look at the first we're going to do with the candy bar region. So we're just going to run through the first round matchups and kind of give us, you know, a lot of these are going to be, you know, no brainers. But, you know, there's going to be a few where there's going to be some debating going on once the matchups are put up. So the number one seed in the candy bar region is a Snickers, going up against the number 32, a Wonka bar. We all are pretty much in agreement Snickers is going to pretty much trounce them.
Yeah, that's a way. Snickers is a strong favorite in this thing for a Final Four run. I mean, we'll see if there's any legit contenders in this bracket, but I would think Snickers is going to have quite the run.
Yeah. Now, next, this could be more of an even matchup. Crackle at 16 versus Milky Way Midnight at 17. Now, Crackle is basically just another version of a Nestle Crunch, but, you know, it's still a quality candy bar.
They're only good in the small version, though.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of agree with that. I feel that way about Mr. Good Bar also, I think. But Milky Way Midnight I actually like better than regular Milky Way.
Yeah, I would go Crackle here, I think. I mean, yes, even if it's only good in the small version, that's one of the mainstays at the Halloween snacks that come in. So I'd move Crackle. It doesn't matter. Either of these getting stomped by Snickers, it's not going to be much of a contest. So
now we could have a very interesting round two matchup after these two matchups. We have Peanut Butter Twix going up against Mars. So I think Peanut Butter Twix is going to handily trounce Mars. Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know if I've ever even had a Mars bar. I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I've had other Mars candies,
but yeah,
I don't even see them around here at all.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not that common a candy bar. I mean, it ranked 24, but going what it could face, what Twix Peanut Butter could face, could be its brethren Caramel Twix versus Score. So, I mean, I like both, but you know, Twix is one of my top five favorite candy bars.
Yeah, I mean, that's the classic Twix, right? So that's, yeah it's going to move on. I feel like Score is a little underrated. Like, it's not bad, but yes, Twix.
Yeah, we're going to have Score has a similar candy bar out there. We'll see that in a matchup down the road. But yeah, I think Twix is a heavy favorite in this tournament. Then we got Nestle Crunch at number 5 against Payday at 28.
Crunch, definitely.
Yeah. I'm
calling for the upset. I'm going Payday on this one. Wow. I like Payday. I think it's underrated. And Nestle Crunch is, I feel like it's fine. Like, it was fine in its day, but I feel like it's been surpassed by much better candies. I'd be fine if I never had another Nestle Crunch rest of my life. But, like, if I'm pilfering my children's Halloween candy bag, I'm saving the Nestle Crunches for the end. Like, I don't really care. Like, whatever. That's when I'll eat when I'm almost out of all the other shit. And I'm like, all right, I'll just eat these fucking Crunches. Like, they're fine. They're a replacement level candy to me.
Yeah. Those are entry level candies, I guess. You know, that's something.
They don't suck, but, you know, winning any championships with the Nestle Crunches. Shortstop, you know.
Yeah. Then we got the next matchup, Take 5 and number 12. Take 5 is relatively newish candy bar. It's only been around for 5 or 10 years, maybe, against Mr. Goodbar 21, which Mr. Goodbar's classic peanuts and chocolate, but Take Five is just, you know, you don't see those a lot of places either, but those are really good with the five ingredients in there. I believe it's caramel, peanut butter, or peanuts, caramel, pretzel, chocolate. Was that five?
I'm giving you a spoiler right now.
Okay.
Gentlemen, podcast here. Take Five is facing Snickers for me in the Elite Eight. Well, would that be the Elite Eight? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the Elite Eight.
Wow. I am putting Take Five through this whole bracket. They're taking out Goodbar. It's taking out Payday in my world. Or I think Nestle Crunch is better than Nestle Crunch. And then if you look at the bottom half that you're going to get to here, Andy, I don't really see a strong performer in this bottom half here. So Take Five is my big upset, the 12 seed going to the Elite Eight.
You heard that here. It's Justin's upset special.
And then the upset stomach that comes with it when I eat them all.
I would go with Goodbar again, that only the little kind. I've never had a Take Five, but...
Hook.
You got to seek one out. That's like, you know, if you like candies with a lot of ingredients, it's a total go-to. Some people just like one or two two or three ingredients in a candy bar. This checks all your boxes.
So for the purpose of this tournament, I will try one.
Okay. Yes, you have to do your research.
You're going to get it in before this one drops on the poll, so you can give an accurate... I think, Cook, you should be the tester. You should have to have one of each of these candies before the tournament starts, so you can appreciate it.
All right, so we got Almond Joy at number 13 versus Caramello at 20. I don't know how you guys feel about coconut, but I friggin' hate it. Yep. So
yeah, I'm not an Almond Joy fan. Caramello for me. I think Almond Joy may be the most divisive candy in this whole tournament. Like, I could see some people that really like it moving it far, especially, like I said, this is kind of a weak bottom, but I think anyone who hates it is going to knock it out in first round. So that's me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Almond Joy, but it's a hometown thing. It was created in my hometown, so I might have to vote for Almond Joy just for that.
Yeah, I mentioned we talked about this on the last episode of The Great Debate, and I said, unless it's Mounds versus Almond Joy, I am not voting for either. Like, if I have to choose one, then I'll choose one, but nah. Okay, and then we move on to Milky Way at the number 4 seed against the O. Henry bar at 29.
I do like O. Henry, but I mean, Milky Way is going to move on here, but now we're at the bottom of this bracket, and I think it's very clear that I just think Milky Way is not the strongest of seeds in this spot. So to me, well, I don't know. I can't read this bracket, Andy. So wait, am I actually having... Ooh, what's the Elite Eight? Oh, no, okay. So I'm going to have Take Five in the Sweet 16. I can't read the second bracket. So, okay, not the Elite Eight.
There's a lot of candies to go through.
It's not going to beat Snickers. So, but Milky Way is pretty soft at the bottom of this section here.
Yeah, it depends on your feelings in this section. I just effed up my page, so that's why I'm... Because in the next round, Milky Way is in the top. So
So
it would have to go through Snickers to get to the Final Four.
No way.
All right. And then in the bottom half of the bracket, mm-hmm. we have Hershey Bar, the classic, at number 3 against a Sky Bar at number 30. Sky Bar is that one that's got like five different little, was it four or five different candy bars, like little bite-sized pieces all kind of put together.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah, whatever. Hershey.
Yeah, Hershey bar.
There's a better. Yeah.
All right. This is a good matchup. This could be a close one. Whatchamacallit at 14 against Baby Ruth at 19.
I think Baby Ruth's undefeated.
What was that, Mike?
Yeah, I would say the same concept with the Almond, in my opinion, with Almond Joy. You got to go with Whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I think Baby Ruth is a little underrated. I think it's underseeded here at 19. I'm going to go with the upset. I do like Whatchamacallit. I'm going the upset with Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, like, to me, is like almost like a Snickers on steroids. Mm-hmm. Then we got York Peppermint Patty at 11 versus the Hershey Special Dark Bar at number 22. So basically, unless you're one of those people that hate the combination of chocolate and mint together, mm-hmm. and there are people out there like that, you're going York Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a soul, yes. So I'd go Patty as well.
Then we got at number 6, the Three Musketeers versus the Chunky at 27. Ugh. Not a Three Musketeers guy?
No, not a Chunky guy. Chunky's fucking disgusting. What do you think, Cook?
Definitely. I agree with you. I mean, they're awful. I've had one ever, and that was it. Never again.
Yeah. Scolo a chunky fan? I bet he is. He likes stupid raisin nuts. He's probably a chunky fan. The only thing Chunky's good for is the Seinfeld line when he says, "I know the chunky that ate these chunkies," when he's talking about Newman. Other than that, it's fucking useless.
Oh, God. Seinfeld. Speaking of Seinfeld, I don't know if you guys have ever been on the website mentalfloss.com. They have like a magazine and everything. They did these, you know, it's like all these games and stuff, and they did George's candy lineup. So they had all the candy bars up there, and you had to pick out which was which.
Oh, nice. Chunky was on there?
Yeah. No, not Chunky, but remember, I think it was like Twix, Snickers,
yeah.
Three Musketeers, all there. All right.
Well, then, maybe we'll get to that episode someday on our Seinfeld rewatch at PlaceNation.com. We are into season 9. We're going to finish, I'm telling you.
it's a good series. I've read some of those articles. Butterfinger at 7 versus a Heath bar at 26. Heath bar basically the other version of a score.
Yeah, no brainer here from me, Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
Yeah, I'm Heath bar. That's one of my go-tos, you know, especially mini size, cuz there's only so much toffee your teeth can take in one go. And then moving on, and this is another one. Oh, this is such a. I think this could go on a run. It's very low. It's a low seed. 100 grand at 10 versus the Charleston Chew at 23. Now we're talking the classic Charleston Chew because there's different varieties. There's a strawberry. There's a chocolate.
Yeah, I don't mind Charleston Chews, but this is a tough matchup. 100 grand is quite good. So
yeah, Charleston Chew. 100 grand. Charleston Chew could do better against somebody else, maybe.
100 grand versus Butterfinger is going to be a tough matchup for people.
Yeah. I mean, they sell Charleston Chews in like mini form. I actually don't like those that much. But the big ones, you ever put those in the freezer in the summer? They're so good, actually. Then we got Mounds at 15 versus Nutrageous at 18.
That's a tough one.
No, it's not. Not Nutrageous all day.
Yeah, I know. Nutrageous.
Again, you get the chocolate peanut butter in there. Mounds, whatever. I mean, we talked about it. If you're an Almond Joy Mounds fan, you'll probably push them through. But if you haven't had a Nutrageous, if you're not voting for Nutrageous, you probably haven't had one, and that means you have to go eat one. So.
Yeah.
Add that to my list.
Yes. We expect you to report back, Mike, weekly.
It means you should have to eat good candy, Mike. That's what we're going to do.
And then finally, the last first round matchup in the Candy Bar Regional. Kit Kat at number 2 versus the Clark Bar at 31.
Another Seinfeld reference, of course. Clark Bar is one of the things George buys with the Penthouse Forum. Pack of gum when he's trying to break the money, break the 100 at the newsstand. Kit Kat all day.
Kit Kat's going to be
strong. Kit Kat is Sweet 16, I think. I always think of a Clark Bar whenever I hear... I don't know if you guys ever saw the Meatballs 2. There was one of the kids was selling candy bars, and he's like, Jason Hervey goes, "I'll sell you my goalie stick for a Clark bar." That's the only thing I remember that from. All right, so
must see.
Not really must see. No, with an alien that comes in, you know, Meatballs 2 is definitely a kind of letdown after Meatballs. But all right, so we're gonna move on to the chocolate candies region. So this is everybody's Duke. This is what everybody feels is the overall number one seed. And it, you know, is probably going to get an easy run because on a technicality, it's actually not a candy bar. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at number 1 versus Holland Dutch Mints at 32.
I don't even know what a Holland Dutch Mint is, and Reese's all the way. And honestly, like, I think you got the Duke playing in Charlotte path. Because if you look at everything under it, it's like, they don't even have a legit challenge until whatever this would be, I guess the 16 or 30, I don't know, whatever. It's like three or four rounds in before it even has a potential challenge. Yeah. And even then is like,
I don't even think they have a challenge until Elite Eight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they got a ways to go before there's like a real threat in this bracket.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the possible threats. Next is Cookie Dough Bites, the chocolate-covered variety, of course, again, at 16, versus Cherry Cordials at 17. Cherry Cordials, usually you don't eat those as a kid. Usually that's more of an adult candy because it has all that goopy syrup and that maraschino cherry in the middle.
Sounds stupid. I'll go Cookie Dough Bites.
Cookie Dough, because the cherries I've had, they're nasty.
Yeah. That was more of a popular thing in like the 70s and 80s, I think. Nowadays, you know, you have to, like, your parents or your grandparents have them at their houses. All right, next is a couple of a mint matchup here. We got Junior Mints at 9 versus Peppermint Bark at 24.
Got to go with Junior Mints.
Yeah. Peppermint Bark is tasty, but, again, Seinfeld, a lot of candy references in Seinfeld, I guess. Junior Mint, obviously, is iconic Seinfeld story, but, yes, Junior Mints here.
Yeah. All right, then we got chocolate-covered pretzels at 8 versus Sugar Babies at 25.
As long as we're qualifying that it's not the chocolate-covered pretzels from Mallrats, I will take that off.
I will agree.
Yes, that's okay. The second Mallrats reference in 2 days. Actually, Captain Marvel, there's a Mallrats reference. That's not a spoiler. It's just you'll love it when you see it. Next, Hershey Kisses at 5 versus Mallow Cups at 28. Mallow Cup is basically a... like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Instead of peanut butter, though, it's marshmallow fluff inside.
Well, for the people that don't like peanut butter, which those people shouldn't even vote, but I think Hershey Kisses will give them a little bit of a challenge. That's a small challenge, but...
Yeah, that's the first one I was thinking could, but honestly, I don't think that's even going to get to meet Reese's, because I think it's going to fall when we get to one more below. So,
yeah. So at number 12, we have Chocolate Truffles versus Andy's Candies at 21.
I'm calling for the upset here again. I'm going Andy's Candies. It's a nice little treat, palate cleanser, when you go out to dinner and you grab a handful from the little bowl. Chocolate Truffles are good, but whatever. Give me the Andy's Candies. The mint chocolate is tough to beat.
Yeah, that's the mint on your pillow at the hotels, too.
Uh-huh. And Olive Garden. You know, when we go, my wife just scoops them all up. So I'll go with Andy's Candies.
All right. All right, next we got Rolos at 13 versus Bunch of Crunch at 20.
I don't know what a Bunch of Crunch is, so I'll take Mike Cook's Rolo House over anything else.
A Bunch of Crunch, basically...
Aren't the Bunch of Crunch like the Nestle Crunches?
Yeah, it's like... it's like kind of like they took all the... It looks like little mini like chocolate asteroids, basically. It's all the crunch... Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Neither one are surviving the next round anyway.
Yeah. All right, then we got the first appearance of an M&M. We got M&M's Peanut at 4 versus Chocolate Reasons at 29.
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, M&M's. And I think you could pencil in, I would say, Peanut M&M's versus Reese's coming out of this bracket will be the big matchup.
Yeah, I think so. And then in the next, on the bottom half of this bracket, we got plain M&M's versus Chocolate Orange Peels.
Yeah, M&M's again. I don't know what chocolate. I don't want to know what a chocolate orange peel even is. So I'll go M&M's.
That's a. I don't know if it's a New York thing, if it's a Bronx thing. I don't know. I grew up eating them. Basically, it's like they make lemon peels. They're not really peels. They're it's almost like a jelly, kind of like thing, and it's covered in chocolate and it's orange flavored.
Okay.
And they just the way they come out, they look like a peel. So it's like those chocolate oranges, but like in like a little like almost like a string bean size.
But yeah, M&M's.
Yeah. All right, and then the third M&M to make the tournament actually, M&M's Crispy versus Dove Chocolates.
M&M's.
Yeah.
M&M's.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you guys like any of the other M&M's? I mean, there's M&M's Oreos. All these things are coming out now with like. These insane flavors, but are there any other M&M's you guys like that maybe could have made the tournament?
There's only three I like. Peanut, I like peanut the best, peanut butter, and then plain. Those are my three.
I'm going to fully agree. You know, they just came out with jalapeno.
Oh, jeez. My son likes the pretzel M&M's. The almond M&M's aren't bad. But yeah, those are my plain peanut and then crispy for me.
My big weakness is Christmas. My aunt buys the like holiday peanut M&Ms and puts them out in bowl, and I just fucking demolish them. And I hate myself afterward, but they're so good.
Yeah, it's all their little candies. I can eat this a handful. That's fine. All right, we got Goobers at 11 versus Chocolate Turtles at 22.
I don't really have much care for you.
Can we call it a no DQ? Yeah. Just say double DQ.
Draw.
Well, I'm going Goobers because I like I said I had those last night. For me, they're pretty good. Chocolate Turtles are just it's chocolate with caramel in it. That's really all it is. All right, next matchup, number 6, Whoppers versus After 8 Mints at 27.
Yeah, Whoppers here. I'm not the biggest Whopper fan, but sometimes you're in the mood for one, and it's not bad.
Yeah, especially when you get the Halloween candy size, because it's like a little packet with like 3 Whoppers in it.
Right, it's like just enough.
That satisfies you.
Yeah, anything more is just too much.
Yeah. All right, so we got Tootsie Rolls at number 7 versus Chocolate-Covered Espresso Beans at 26.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls are going to win, unless it's like, you know, a bunch of college students that need to stay up overnight. Then we got Milk Duds at 10 versus...
I hate to tell you this, Andy, but that, because you have a child near in college, if they're trying to stay up all night, they're not eating.
I know. I know.
They're probably doing something much worse.
I know. We had the Vivarin and No Doze back in my day. That was before Red Bulls came around and certain other things, but... Yeah, so we got Milk Duds at 10 and Junior Caramels at 23.
Milk Duds, yeah.
Milk Duds.
All right. Then we got Raisinets at 15 versus Snow Caps at 18.
See, I would go with the upset on that one. It's a minor upset, but the Snow Caps, not, you know, you can't have too many of them, but I think they're better.
No, they both suck. I'll go Snow Caps just for the upset. Neither are getting by. I'm just going to spoil it for you. Neither is getting by the number 2 Reese's Pieces. What the fuck is an ice cube chocolate, by the way? That's what's against Reese's Pieces here.
They're like these little square chocolate things, you know. Some of these candies are lesser known. I mean, you know, in order to fill a bracket, you had to come 128 candies. Yeah. So there were some stretches.
I'm not trying one of those.
Yeah, ice cube chocolates, those are things like you'll see like rarely, but they're out there. You know, those are things like you'll see in like, again, like your grandparents' candy ball. All right, so yeah, no doubt, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is probably going to roll through. I mean, M&M's, either the M&M's could come through, or Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, it's a Reese's Pieces and the 2 M&M's have a shot. They got a puncher shot against Peanut Butter Cups. But that's it. Nothing else in this bracket has a chance.
Yeah, so these two brackets, these are pretty much almost all the chocolate candies. So, you know, we're not going to see in the finals, you know, Reese's has to go through Snickers or Twix or whoever or Kit Kat. So, you know, they're going to be going up against one of the other kinds of candy, which are like, you know, you got the fruity, the chewy, the whatever you want to call them.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're going to actually take a break. For a minute to you know, tell you all about everything that's going on here at Place to Be Nation. And when we come back, we're going to go over the sweet treats and sugary snacks bracket. So with Justin Rosero and Mike Cook, I'm Andy Hatton. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was. In platform double suede, yeah, there she was. Like disco lemonade, yeah. I smell sex and can't end it, yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream, yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream, yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream, yeah.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on 2 great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into the topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Here on this Pod Blast, previewing the Greatest Candy Ever tournament, and you just heard what's going on with our feeds and our website, PlaceNation.com. We've had a busy week on both of our feeds, though, so it's a recap, just for a real quick minute, what you can listen to if you subscribe to either of those on iTunes or any other pod catcher. On the PTB and Pop feed, we had the premiere episode of Binge Please, as the manager, Todd Weber, who's the host of that, explains the concept of the show and also highlights Netflix. Is it penis or Pen 15? I don't know how you I'm going to pretend it's penis. And also then we have brand new songs of friends. Steve and Kelly back breaking down November Rain. Of course, a pretty infamous song. And I believe was at least one of the contenders when we did the greatest song of the 90s. I don't think it ended up winning, actually. I think Enter Sandman won. And Frontin' by Pharrell. So be sure to check that out. Great show. Andy, your newest episode of The Great Debate hit. Russell Sellers, David Sundy, some call him, Jason Sherman, and Steve Patty. Patty? How do I pronounce that?
Patty, or we can call him Pate.
Pate, okay, Mr. Pate. Debated subjects, of course, a spectrum of topics. Mr. Reish and Mr. Murray had a brand new NBA team podcast surveying the landscape of the NBA, look into what they thought was coming on the horizon. So I'm sure they'll be talking all the hot news, everything going on in the world of LeBron and beyond. Hard Traveling Fanboys are back. A new Long Book Hunters diving into the death of Captain Marvel. Very timely, of course. Brand new Talk and Pop with Tim and Jenny, who's suffering for your entertainment, with a live watch of My Father the Hero. And be sure to stop by the Geek and Sassy Facebook page, where you can grab and complete a ballot for the second annual Sassy Awards. So make your voice heard. The girls are having their second annual, so you can get the full ballot on the Facebook page, fill it out, and submit it to them. Over on the wrestling feed, me and Chad had a brand new Wrestling Warzone podcast the other night. We took a deep dive into the last pay-per-view of the year for the WWF 1995, and that is In Your House 5. Of course, stuck with the classic British Bulldog Bret Hart match. Also had episode 514 of the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast. Me and Scott, joined by Peter Winston, checking out the legendary NBC's main event from February of 89. And finally saw the debut of a brand new Pod Blast series, What If Wrestling, with Greg Phillips and Nick Duke. This episode, they looked into what would have happened if Ric Flair joined the WWF in 1988. So check all that out. Be sure to check out PlayStation.com. We're getting things back up and running after some tech issues. Content will be picking back up soon. And, of course, this tournament, which we've talked about a lot here tonight, obviously, will be kicking off March 10th and crowning a champion on Easter. So be sure to check all that out. PlayStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, lots of great stuff. Actually, new article went up tonight by yours truly, talking about the candy tournament. So we have it in written form. We have a podcast form. We're just going all in on candy right now. We love our tournaments here. And then, you know, there's going to be more coming down the line. We have a lot of great ideas. So stick around and, you know, let's get the participation up on this, because, you know, we want to see it do well, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we're moving on to the Sweet Treats Regional. Now, this was mostly made up of candies that kind of fall under a couple of different categories, mostly like those hard candies that you you know, you suck on, or that you you know, you chew the those kind of fruity things. So we're going to run through this one. So the number one seed, which probably I think this is probably the most wide open region out of all.
Yeah, for sure.
But we have Jolly Ranchers at number one versus Pastel Mints at 32.
Yeah, nothing's wide open here. Jolly Ranchers will win this one, but Jolly Ranchers are very hit or miss. Like, sometimes I like them, sometimes I'm like, eh, sticking to my teeth, I don't feel like dealing with it. So I do agree with you that this is probably the best chance where the top seed does not make it out of the bracket, but we'll see.
I mean, it also depends on the flavor, too, of the Jolly Rancher.
No, sometimes like a Jolly Rancher is a commitment, you know, because you're gonna have that sucker going for a while. All right, and next we got Red Hots at 16 versus Charms at 17. You know, it depends if you're a cinnamon fan, I guess. If you're gonna,
yeah, I like cinnamon. I'll go Red Hots again. I could take or leave either of these.
Yeah, Mike, what about?
I'll go with Charms.
All right. So our next matchup: Lemon Drops at 9 versus Bottle Caps at 24.
There's my upset.
Yeah, okay. I'm going Bottle Caps also, Mike. Loved those as a kid.
I don't like Bottle Caps. I don't. I'm going Lemon Drops.
All right. Then we got Werther's Originals at 8 versus Runtz at 25. I'm not a big Runtz fan myself.
No, me neither. I think they're kind of gross. I'll go Werther's here.
Werther's.
All right, so now we got, we don't have a lot of gum in this tournament, but right here we do. We have Blow Pops at 5 versus Jawbreakers at 28.
There's my spoiler. Blow Pops are coming out of this region.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I could looking on here, I think there's definitely a chance. I'd go Blow Pops. And it's interesting we didn't do gum, Andy. I think gum could have been like its whole, like, it would have been so many more options with that. Maybe it becomes its own tournament.
Yeah, so it could be. I don't know if we can come up with 128 kinds of gum, but it might be a smaller tournament. Maybe like an NIT type size. Yeah, all right. So Lifesavers, the mint ones, against Candy Canes at 21, so Mint Lifesavers are number 12.
Yeah, Mint Lifesavers. So this is a tough draw for Candy Canes, which I think maybe could have made a run if it had like the right matchups, but Mint Lifesavers are tremendous. Just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I'll agree.
All right, yeah, I agree. Lifesavers, Mint all the way, at least in this matchup. Airheads at 13 versus Chocolate Nips at 20.
It's hard for me to say no to a nip, but I will go Airheads.
Who doesn't like a nip, really?
Yeah, I would agree with the Airheads.
All right. Now, here's my upset pick. At number 4, we got the fruit-flavored Lifesavers versus the Candy Necklace at 29. I think these Lifesavers are going to go on a run.
Yeah, I agree. I thought you meant Candy Necklace was going to win when you said upset. Candy Necklace is kind of gross. You eat it, and then like the string is wet, and it's like against your neck. It's just fucking kind of nasty. But yeah, I think Fruit Lifesavers can definitely get on a heater here. Mm-hmm. We might see them against the Mint Lifesavers in a couple rounds, and that's a good matchup. Oh, no, you get Blow Pops in there. So it'll be interesting. Those three all have potential to take out whatever comes out of the top half.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
Oh, I would go with the Lifesavers. I mean, I prefer the Gummy Lifesavers, but I would go with Lifesavers in this tournament.
Yeah, Gummy Lifesavers were on the bubble, but unfortunately they didn't make it. At number 3, we have Tic Tacs. Not really, I don't think we really went a specific flavor, just Tic Tacs in general, against French Burnt Peanuts at 30. Now, if you don't know what a French Burnt Peanuts, those are, it's like a peanut with a candy coating on it. And it's got like those bumps. It's like an orangey type color. You see them in a lot of those stores where you buy a candy by the pound.
Yeah, those are okay, but Tic Tacs are...
Yeah, people are gonna check. Yeah, and then we have Gobstoppers at 14 versus Sour Balls at 19.
Gobstopper. My kids would prefer the sour, but I'll go with the Gobstoppers.
I'll take Sour Balls, and I found a new nickname for Scott, so thank you.
That's awesome. All right.
Get old Sour Balls!
You're a sour ball, Chris Carlo. All right. Then we got right up the road from me and not far from you, Mike. We got Pez at number 11, the Pez Factory over in Milford, Connecticut, against Jordan Almonds at 22.
See, Pez with the greatest museum for one room. but I would definitely go Pez.
I like Jordan Almonds. This is a tough draw for them. I think there's so much shit in this region that like they really got bad luck because I think they could have done a little bit of damage maybe. I'll take Pez because Pez is hard to go against. But
and it comes with a toy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mike, you're so on. You see the signs for the Pez Factory, Pez Museum, Pez Factory. You walk in, it's a lobby, basically. There's some cool shit in there, but you do it in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jordan Almonds, I always think of Bridesmaids.
Yeah. That they once make them less appetizing, but it's no, I like Jordan Almonds. It's a tough draw. Like, I think it would have won against 85% of the other candies in this first round.
Yeah. Then we got Lollipops at 6 versus Astro Pops at 27.
Yeah, Lollipops.
Lollipops.
Yeah, again, Astro Pops like look like they look cool when you look and see them in the store, but that's a big commitment for a lollipop. You know, who has the time for that? Then we got Butterscotch at 7 versus actually one of my favorites, Boston Baked Beans at 26. Boston Baked Beans are basically the same thing as French Burnt Peanuts, except for it's just a no bumps on the coating. It's like they're like peanut M&Ms almost, but not chocolate, if that makes any sense.
I'll go Butterscotch. That's way too, if you need to explain a candy in that level of detail.
Yeah.
Butterscotch.
All right. Yeah. I think as much as I love them, Butterscotch is going to win. Sweet Tarts at 10 versus Rock Candy at 23.
See, the Sweet Tarts is better when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still way better than Rock Candy.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, Rock Candy is only really good like for like a cappuccino. If like you're at like a wedding or a fancy Italian restaurant, they give you the Rock Candy instead of the sugar, and you throw it in your coffee. Other than that, I have no use for it. So then we got Warheads at 15 against Peppermint Starlights at 18. Now those are the peppermint mints that you know,
right? The swirls. Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those are fine. Again, like the Andes candies are fine, like after a meal or leaving a restaurant. But Warheads are one of my favorites growing up. I don't know if I can handle them now because of how sour they are, but I used to love those things. So I'll give them the courtesy vote here.
Yeah, I'll do the same because, you know, again, the whole small, they're better small in the smaller box.
Yeah. You get those little individual wrapped ones. And then we have, finally, Tootsie Pops at number 2 versus Candy Buttons at 31.
Yeah, Tootsie Pops there.
See, yeah, the button, same, you know, as you were saying with like the candy necklace, it just gets all sticky. They don't all, they're just disgusting.
Yeah, candy buttons are gross. I don't think they're appealing at all. They're just a novelty. So, yeah, so this is, I think this is a kind of a wide open region. Mm-hmm. All right, and then whoever wins that will have to go against the winner of the sugary snacks region. So our number one seed, Starburst, against Wax Bottles at 32.
Oh, Starburst all the way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Wax Bottles are fucking gross.
Yeah, my kids actually like that crap. You find those at places like Fuzzy Wigs. I don't know if they have those around where you guys are. They're mostly at like malls or outlet centers. Mm-hmm. But they have all those candies like you can't find anywhere else, or old candies, or the candies by the pound.
They had those growing up when penny shop. Like they used to have a penny candy, and that used mm-hmm. to be one of the middle school favorites.
Yeah. All right, here's a taffy matchup. We got Saltwater Taffy at 16 versus Laffy Taffy at 17.
Yeah, Laffy despite Taffy. Oh, okay. I like Saltwater Taffy. It's much tastier. And Laffy Taffy was only good as a rap song, but 2000s. Yeah, Saltwater Taffy.
A lot of Laffy Taffy varieties taste fake. You know, Saltwater Taffy, you know, it also evokes that feeling because it's like you only get during the summer usually. You only get it at the beach. So, yeah, I'm going Saltwater Taffy. Then we got Sour Patch Kids at 9 versus Pixie Sticks at 24.
Easy romp here for Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think we're going to see Sour Patch Kids versus Starburst
mm-hmm.
going down the line.
Yep.
Jelly Beans at 8 versus Sixlets at 25.
Jelly beans.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
Yeah. And then we have another candy that would probably go on a really strong run. You know, it was up to my girlfriend that would win. Swedish Fish at 5 versus Jujubes at 28.
Swedish Fish, not even close.
Swedish Fish.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Swedish Fish fan, but I'll vote for them over Jujubes. those were really popular like back in like early 80s, but you don't really see them much today.
Yeah, no? Andy, my wife would say the same thing with Swedish fish. She would have them win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know why. They have a Swedish fish flavored something else now these days. And I'm like looking at them like, oh, those Oreos. They had Swedish fish flavored Oreos. I'm like, I just looked at them. I'm like, that just looks to me the most disgusting thing ever.
They have them in a Ben & Jerry's ice cream also.
Oh, God. What won't they put in Ben & Jerry's ice cream? We got Red Rope Licorice at 12 versus Spice Drops at 21.
It's another tough one. I do like some Spice Drops, but it's hard to go against the Red Licorice.
Yeah, the original. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm not a Spice Drops fan at all, so... So I'm going Red
Tell Rope. Me what you want, what you really, really want.
I don't want to eat those. No. Then we got Fun Dip at 13 versus Licorice at 20.
See, it's tough because black licorice we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking traditional black licorice.
I like black licorice. This is an easy one for me.
I'm not a big fan of the black licorice, but I'm sick of the Fun Dip all over my living room floor between my kids, so I'll go with licorice.
Yeah, I hate licorice. I hate licorice flavored. I don't like Anisette. I don't like Sambuca. I'm going Fun Dip. You know, sometimes you just get, you know, bored and just eat the stick because it's just that it's like a nice vanilla flavored treat. Then we got another strong candy, Twizzlers at 4 versus Necco Wafers at 29.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Yeah, I think, you know, unless it was the 70s, Twizzlers are going to win. Then we got Gummy Bears at 3 versus Chuckles at 30.
Gummy Bears.
Yep.
Yeah, Gummy Bears are gonna go on a run, I think. Then we got Mike and Ike's at 14 versus Pop Rocks at 19.
Mike and Ike, underrated. There's no way Mike and Ike should be at 14. Oh, come on. There's no way Mike and Ike should be at 14 seed. That's the big problem. That's way too low.
And that's just the way it worked out. Sorry. You know, Pop
Rocks.
Well, I think they're going to be Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks is a novelty candy. Nobody really just says, I'm going to move for Pop Rocks. No, I want to eat Pop Rocks so I can have, you know, stuff coming out of my mouth and drink a Coke and hope my head doesn't explode.
Yeah, you need a Coke. Like the Goldbergs episode, you know, the Pop Rocks, it'll kill you.
Yeah. Then we got Cotton Candy at 11 versus Good and Plenty's at 22.
I don't really like Good and Plenty, so I'll take Cotton Candy here.
Really? Good and Plenty's more has a licorice kind of flavor.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I just never really get into it.
All right. Yeah, I'm going Cotton Candy. Mike?
Yeah, Cotton Candy.
All right. Then we got Nerds at 6 versus Razzles at 27.
I'm not a big Nerd fan, but I think it deserves at least one round here. It'll probably beat Cotton Candy, too, so it'll get a little run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with Nerds, but you know, something with all this category, a lot of these are just kids or kids candy.
Yeah, well, Razzles were around. Razzles was a big deal because it was like it's the candy that turns into a gum, not a very good tasting gum, but gum nonetheless. Then we got speaking of exploding in soda, Mentos at 7 versus Cherry Sours at 26.
Mentos.
Yeah, I think Mentos could go on a run also here. They might. Let me see the lineup. No, they wouldn't face Nerds for a little while. All right, yeah, Mentos. And then we got the gummy Coke bottles at 10 versus Dots at 23.
I like Dots. I'm going Dots.
And Dots are good.
Yeah, I'll have to agree.
All right, then we got two. This is probably one of those matchups that everybody's like, oh, I don't like either. Fruit Slices at 15 versus Candy Corn at 18.
I actually like candy corn. Fruit slices, those are we talking like the kind of like the spiced ones, but like with the sugar on them?
Yeah, they're like the like a half.
Yeah, see, I like both of these. Again, that's a tough one for me. I'll go fruit slices, but I'm not a candy corn hater.
Yeah, I think fruit slices are going to win, but I would go the candy corn, the ones with the chocolate on.
Do you think candy corn would do better if it was we were doing this at Halloween time?
No, yeah. I think candy corn's pretty. It's like pineapple on pizza. Like people either hate it or love it, and that's
yeah,
it.
That's true. All right, and then we got Skittles at 22 versus Bit of Honey at 31.
Nah, fuck a Bit of Honey. So I'll go Skittles.
Okay.
Yeah, Skittles.
Such hate on a candy bar. Wow.
It's trash.
A bit of honey.
I'm going to waste calories. I'm not wasting it on a bit of honey. I'll say that much.
Yeah. I'm not going to, if I'm not going to make a trip to the dentist because of a bit of honey. If I'm going to the dentist, it's because of something much better. All right. So those are our first round matchups. And so what do you guys think? What do you think our final four is going to look like? How many number one seeds do you think are going to get through?
Well, Reese's is definitely going through. That's a no-brainer to me.
So it's Snickers, Starburst, Jolly Ranchers, and Reese's are our number ones.
I think Snickers or Reese's are definitely making it. I think Starburst has potential to get knocked off because they get a lot of stiff competition. They got Swedish Fish, you got Sour Patch Kids, you got Twizzlers, you got Gummy Bears. There's a real lot of competition. Mm-hmm. Skittles is a good one. So I think that's up for grabs. I don't think Jolly Ranchers has a chance in that final four. I'd go Snickers or Reese's are kind of the locks I'd put through. And then I think the other two are pretty wide open. I think the Jolly Ranchers bracket has a chance like a low seed to come through. I think we'll still get one of the top ones. And the other side, it just might not be the one. Like we're looking at 1 through 6 or so.
All right. Is there any candy from anybody from the candy bar region that could knock off the Reese's like in an upset?
See, my final four has a Kit Kat in it, although I think, I think that Snickers will win, but my final four would go Kit Kat.
Yeah, I think the Twix caramel has a strong shot.
There's some chances, but I just think Snickers is pretty overwhelming. Kit Kat could give it a run, though. I think so.
And what do you think?
Reese's is going to be tough to get knocked off. Unless you get some real hardcore M&M lovers or peanut butter players.
Yeah. All right. So, what do we think our final two will be? You think the chocolate side and then the other side? We got Reese's against. Who do we think?
I'm going Skittles.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going with the upset. I'm going to go Blow Pops.
Wow. You think Blow Pops are going to do that well? Wow. You heard it here, folks.
Well, because I think that Skittles has an easy path, but I think, battle between them and
What was that, Mike?
I think that Skittles might have one of the easier paths, just because I don't think the other ones, they could come up with an upset, but I don't think they're that strong.
Well, they got to go through Gummy Bears in order to get to the, the Elite Eight.
It's true, but.
So I mean, we all. I think Reese is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You guys in agreement there?
It's the knock in the boots of the Candyman songs. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So that's our picks. But what do you guys think? Make sure you go and like the Facebook page, so we can get all of your votes in. Also on the Twitter, they'll have those up there. And, we like to see good participation because this could be the format for future tournaments. We'd love to see the 80s, Greatest Song of the 80s tournament get a reboot. We have other tournaments in the works. Hopefully we can do these a few times a year. Because, it sparks good conversation, good debates, and, maybe opens your eyes to some things like, you forgot about, you didn't know, or whatever. Like, Mike's going to be spending all day Saturday, trying candy bars, right?
Some of these ones that I've never had, might have to try some and give my take on it in the chat. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, cool. Justin, what do you got coming up on the over on the wrestling feed?
The two I mentioned earlier is the Wrestling War Zone and Police TV podcast dropped last week, and some rumors are swirling of a No Holds Barred maybe coming soon over the coming week as well, and we're hoping to have another War Zone next week as well. So,
all right, very cool. For myself, I had Great Debate number 4 just dropped with Jason Sherman, with Russell Sellers, David Sunday, and my good friend Steve Patty making his Place to Be Nation debut. It was a lot of fun. We talked stadiums. We talked playoff formats. We cast our, who when the Fantastic Four comes into the MCU, we said who we thought could be cast in those roles. And then for me coming up, I'm going to be joining your PIC, and he's also my Air and Pop co-host, Mr. Criscolo, along with one half of Geek and Sassy Miranda. We're going to be doing a review of Captain Marvel. That should be dropped probably by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. We're going to go non-spoiler, and then we're going to have a spoiler section. So everybody, if you tune in and you hear the PTVN break, if you haven't seen the movie, I would pause it, go watch the movie, come back, and then listen to what we have to say. And then I'm getting together with, as people like to call, the hashtag Oldcast for A Year in Pop 1974. That's myself, Scott Criscolo, Dr. G, George Ribolino, and J. Arsenio D'Amato. Also, just make sure you check out the website, PlaceToBeNation.com. Lots of good content coming up there. Glenn Butler's back with his Wednesday walk around the web every week, showing you some fun and unique stories, as well as, you know, other content up there. Like I said, there's my article I wrote about this tournament should be up there now. And also go over to the Pro Boards. What's going on over at the Pro Boards, Justin? We got some projects, right?
Yeah, yeah, the biggest one right now is the GWE pay-per-view TV match project. There's a Facebook page and also a thread on the message board where you can nominate and discuss and break down. You'll have to the end of the year to get your list of 100 of the greatest WWE television pay-per-view matches in. So plenty out there on that, and I think Aaron and I will be breaking that down a little bit further in the holds barred as well.
Awesome, and that's bigo34.proboards.com, correct?
You got it.
All right. Mike, what'd you think? How was your first time out?
It was good, you know. I know I've been done a little bit, but, you know, it's fun to, you know, to give back to the nation. Also, just real quick, you know, just on the Bigelow board, we got the Pick'em Leagues. Right now we got the pay-per-view, and if anyone still wants to get in it, they can get in it. They might be a little behind for the overall, but we're looking for, try to get as many people as we can, because we have prizes for every month.
Awesome, awesome. Very cool. Yeah, I'm in that. Justin's in that. A whole bunch of other people are in that, having fun trying to be trying to guess what the hell the WWE is going to do next, because your guess is as good as mine a lot of times. But yeah, thanks, and we'll be hearing Mike more coming up. You know, we'll hopefully try to get him on one of our other shows coming up soon in the near future. But I just want to thank everybody, all two of you, for coming on the show tonight. But so for Justin Rosero and Mike Cook, I'm Andy Atherton. Go vote in the Facebook on the Facebook page. Go and vote in the PTBN's Greatest Candy Tournament. And hopefully your favorite candy is the greatest candy. We'll see ya.
Let's go get a fucking snack.
They're mint. They're chocolate. They're refreshing.
Okay. Oh God.